turn to our first page, Psalm 87, verses 1 to 7. And as we come to the word briefly tonight, you'll note the relevance of this psalm, Psalm 87, verses 1 to 7. And the tune is St. Gregory. Upon the hill of holiness he his foundation sets. God more than Jacob's dwellings or delights in Zion's gate. Things glorious are said of thee, thou city of the Lord. Rahab and Babel I to those that know me will record. Upon the which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. Thus far reads God's precious word. Well, it is those words in the final verse we read tonight. I'd like us just to briefly consider that Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. A certain eunuch was returning from Jerusalem. There at Jerusalem, he had joined in with the worship of the Passover. Yet it was evident that he was a stranger to saving grace, for he was returning and he was making his way home. Well, Philip, under the direction of the Spirit, went south, and then under further direction drew near to the chariot, as we read earlier there in verse 29. And Philip listens to the eunuch. The eunuch was reading the prophecy of Isaiah, and particularly the 53rd chapter. Yet it's plain, and Philip was soon aware of this, that the eyes of the understanding of the eunuch were darkened. We read in verse 31, the eunuch says to Philip, How can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. He didn't understand what he was reading about. He was in the dark, like so many today in Ethiopia and other places. But Philip draws nigh, and he there opens up the scriptures. Just notice verse 32. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. He was reading there of the Lord. And so Philip in verse 35 preaches Jesus unto the eunuch. Well, let's just consider one or two things tonight. First of all, consider the eunuch was reading the scripture. The scripture had found its way into the hand of the eunuch, and he was reading Isaiah 53. God has inspired the word. The scriptures are breathed out by God. A supernatural power was exerted by the Holy Spirit upon certain chosen men, governing and directing them to write the very words of God without error. We read of such in 2 Peter 1, verse 21, how the Holy Spirit moved such. We have the word of God, and it was the word of God that the eunuch was reading. He had it in his hand, and he was reading it. There was a copy of Isaiah, and here he was reading from Isaiah 53. And just think of that to begin with. He was reading the scripture, having received it. Who gave it to him, we do not know. How it came into his possession, we do not know. But this we know, he was reading it. The word of God had found its way into the hand of the eunuch. And as we think of this, how important it is that the word of God is distributed near and far. As we will consider in a moment, how the Holy Spirit, which directed Philip to go to the eunuch, worked in the heart of the eunuch. And the man knew saving faith. How important is the work then of the distribution of the word, that the Spirit might take the work of individuals, taking forth the word, delivering John's Gospels, like as we have recently done here, as a chapel, giving forth the word of God. And who knows? The Holy Spirit may take that very copy and use it to the saving of a soul. We think of missionaries going forth. A certain missionary society, which went along to here last October, was engaged in distributing Bibles and New Testaments in West Africa and in Central Africa. Many copies, tens of thousands of copies, have gone forth, and they have found their way into the hands of men and women, boys and girls. And I remember that on that October meeting, a certain lady dressed in African dress on the video, holding up the New Testament and saying, "Thank thee, Jesus, thank you, Jesus." And you could see that she had been crying. She was so thankful that she had the New Testament in her hand. Well, such an organisation like that, distributing the word. And then the TBS, as we will consider tonight, how important it is that the word is distributed. Secondly, as we think of the eunuch, he needed help. Turn with me to verse 31. "How can I accept some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter." The word was found in his hand, but the eyes of his understanding were darkened. He didn't understand, and he needed help. Well, we consider the distribution of the word, and we're thankful for such organisations like the Trinitarian Bible Society. But how we need to pray that there will be those who will take and open up the scriptures, because men and women, boys and girls, need help. The eunuch needed help. He didn't understand. Philip said to him, "Understandest thou what thou readest? How can I except some man should guide me?" There are those out there who receive maybe a John's Gospel, the Word of God as a whole, the New Testament, and they're just longing for someone to come and help them to understand. Well, may the Lord use us as we think of this. See how Philip was directed by the Spirit. He was to go south, and then he was to go and join himself to the chariot. The Lord was at work, and here's Philip in the providence of God, there with the eunuch. The eunuch doesn't understand, but Philip is able to help him. Well, the eunuch needed help. And let's remember that. Yes, there are many who want nothing to do with the word, but there are those out there who want help. We may not know who they are. Did Philip know who this man was before he met him? We may not know who they are, but may the Lord draw up God's servants towards those particularly who need help. But then thirdly consider, the word was used. The word was used. He was reading the word. The word had been given. He was there. He didn't understand. Philip, he preached, he opened up the scriptures, and we note in this chapter that the word was used. He comes to faith, doesn't he? Philip, he says in verse 37, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." He comes to faith. The Holy Spirit had worked within and used the word. The Holy Spirit had taken the word and that which was preached and pointed the eunuch unto Christ. The Lord uses his word. And just turn with me to Romans chapter 10. We'll read from verse 14. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And we see there plainly that ordinarily the Holy Spirit takes the word. And as faith is put within, there is a hearing of the word. He takes all the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The word is used. It's been used in your heart effectually. Consider when you first came to hear the gospel. And the Spirit was at work. We read of the testimony of the brethren at Thessalonica. How the word was used effectually in their hearts. And the word has been used effectually in our hearts. And we pray to the Lord that he will continue to use the word. Particularly to point us to Christ. That we will be found often at the feet of Christ. The Lord uses the word. The word is not bound. He uses the word. He's using it this very night in this world. And he will use it in the hearts of men and women. The Spirit will draw near. There will be a convicting work. But also the Spirit will be found glorifying the Son. Pointing men to Christ. And faith will be put within as the word is heard. When we look out and we see so little in this country, let's look up and remember the Lord is using his word. Fourthly, the word was obeyed. The word was obeyed. Now come with me to verse 36. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Now Philip had preached Jesus. He had preached the gospel. And it's clear, isn't it? Because the eunuch asked the question after Philip has preached, "What doth hinder me? See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" So we know that Philip, he preached Christ and the importance of believing and then confessing one's faith in the waters of baptism. And we see plainly in this chapter, the word was obeyed. The word was obeyed. Now you remember those words in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." They were to go forth. Well, here's Philip. He went forth. He made known Christ. And it's clear he taught them baptism to this eunuch man. And the word was obeyed. See how the Spirit was at work. The Spirit guided Philip to the eunuch. The Spirit was at work in the heart of the eunuch, and he comes to consider Christ as the word is presented to him, and the Spirit causes and guides him to ask, "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Fifthly, the Scriptures point to Jesus. The Scriptures point to Jesus. Remember the eunuch, he's reading Isaiah chapter 53. He doesn't understand. Philip comes and opens up that chapter. And he preaches Jesus. Just notice verse 35. "Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus." The Scriptures point to Jesus. From Genesis to Revelation. Remember that great sermon on the road to Emmaus? One of the greatest sermons preached here upon earth. There were other sermons our Lord preached. That's one of the greatest ones on the road to Emmaus. And what did he do? He opened up the whole of the Word of God, all the Scriptures, and spake of those things concerning himself. What a wonderful truth this is. This very book points us to our Saviour. We look for him in Genesis and we find him. We look for him in Esther and we find him. We look for him in the Psalms and we see so much of him. The Song of Solomon as well. So on and so forth. The Scriptures point to Jesus. And that reminds us, doesn't it? When we come to our daily readings. We're to be looking out for Jesus each and every day. Considering what we're reading. See how it points to our Saviour. But Philip here, he preaches Jesus. The greatest subject a man can preach on. The Lord Jesus Christ, the only Saviour. He preaches Jesus. Oh, let the name of Jesus be heard up and down this land. Let the name of Jesus be heard all over the world. Let his glory be known. And what a privilege to speak of him. It's interesting, isn't it? Philip here, he speaks of the humiliation of Christ. And he leads that eunuch to consider Calvary and how important that is in these days. Let Christ crucified be preached up and down this land. Men do not need entertainment. They need to hear the gospel of Christ and him crucified. It's so clear, isn't it, here? Here's the eunuch reading of Christ in his humiliation, and Philip preaches Christ and him crucified. Are we not thankful for those who told us of Christ and him crucified? Maybe it was our parent who told us for the first time, or the preacher. Oh, what a blessing to hear of Jesus. For the scriptures point to Jesus. There was the knowledge of Jesus here. And this eunuch came to a saving knowledge of Jesus. Well, as we think of the scriptures, as we think of distribution tonight, it's our prayer that the name of Jesus would be heard all over this world and that men would know him. That the knowledge of the Lord would be found in every place. Now turn with me to Isaiah 11 and verse 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. I was talking to Mr. Paul Rowland in London on Monday, the previous General Secretary, and we were talking about this verse, and this is what he said to me with a smile on his face, Aaron, suddenly it may happen. Suddenly great blessing will come. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, the knowledge of Jesus, the Saviour, as we sing of often in Psalm 72, that his glory would fill the whole earth. Oh, it's our prayer that the knowledge of Jesus would fill the whole earth. How important then is the distribution of the Word of God and the preaching of the gospel. We see the promise, and remember it's God's word. It's God's word, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So we pray for the distribution of the word, the preaching of the gospel, that all over this globe men would hear of Jesus. And there's so much more to be done. I met on Monday as well, Pastor Philip Hopkins from Bidenham. He's just been out to India, working for the TBS out there. And I remember, it was a couple of years ago, I believe, there was a certain paper brought to the committee. All that has been done by TBS in recent years and the current projects. It's encouraging to know that the Chinese New Testament now is completed and they're making good progress on the Old Testament. We made known the current projects, but then this really took me. How many more languages there is that have not one verse of scripture. Work must be done until that promise is fulfilled in Isaiah 11. And we see the truth in Revelation 7, out of every nation and out of every kindred. So much is being done in India at this present time, in the northern part of India. There's 5 translation projects just in one northern part of India because they speak different languages in that part of India. We often think, don't we, well, we have English in this country, well, we may have Gaelic as well and Welsh, but we mainly think of English, don't we? But in India, there's so many different language groups just in the northern part that TBS is working on, such at this time. Oh, let men hear of Jesus. That's so important, isn't it? The scriptures point to Jesus. And are we not thankful when we read of him and our eyes were open like the eunuch's eyes and we knew him in our hearts for the first time? We weren't disappointed in him, were we? And we're not disappointed in him now, are we? And what's our desire? That many more would hear of Jesus. And the great encouragement is, as Mr. Paul Rowland reminded me on Monday, so many more will hear of him, and so many more will have their eyes open. In light of that, let's pray for the work of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for the distribution of the word. Let's pray for the preaching of the gospel. Let's pray that the Lord would work in the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, for his name's sake. Amen. Well, before we see the presentation, let's come to the Lord again in prayer. O gracious God, we thank thee for what we've read tonight in thy word, this account of Philip and the eunuch, a man who had the word of God in his hands to begin with, but not in his heart, but oh, how the Spirit worked within. And we would pray particularly tonight for the movement of the Holy Spirit in this nation, in the hearts of many, and in the nations of the world. We would pray tonight for those places that have not one verse of Scripture. They've never had a verse of Scripture. O Lord, speed the day when men and women, boys and girls would read of our Saviour, would read of the name Jesus. O speed that day, we pray. We pray for a mighty work to be done. And use us, O Lord, in thy providence, lead us to someone who's never heard the gospel before. Maybe someone who's heard but does not understand what the gospel. Maybe someone who's received a John's gospel or a Bible, a New Testament or leaflet, and they just don't understand. If it please thee, lead us to certain ones like that, and use us, O Lord. Oh, we thank thee that thy word is not bound, and that thou art using it in our life. And thou art using it in this world. Oh, continue to use it. For thy glory we pray, until the earth shall be full of the knowledge of thee, as the waters cover the sea. Oh, there's so many places yet, Lord, where thou art yet to work. Oh, go to those places. Speed the day, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.